This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Many use artificial sweeteners to avoid weight gain or to fight diabetes, but new research suggests the opposite effect. A study published in the journal Nature shows the impact of artificial sweeteners on gut bacteria can raise blood sugar levels and contribute to obesity and diabetes. Dr. Luigi Meneghini heads the Global Diabetes Program for Parkland Hospital System. In this edition of Vital Signs, he talked about the potential of the results.
So, for example, there are individuals that tend to gain more weight or less weight when exposed to, let's say, fatty foods.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that explanation may lie in the type of gut bacteria that that individual has or how that gut bacteria is changed by food intake. So I think while it doesn't answer a question as to whether artificial sweeteners are safe or not, It does give us pause to think about whether they are more or less safe in certain individuals.
And obesity, higher blood sugar levels, they're both risk factors for diabetes. So should diabetics stay away from artificial sweeteners?
I think that if you have diabetes, you have difficulty processing sugar, glucose. If I take somebody with diabetes who has very little insulin production and give them a can of regular soda, their blood sugars after that regular soda are going to be substantially higher than if I give them a can of diet soda.
Mm-hmm.
So for individuals with diabetes, they not only have to consider maybe some of the longer-term potential effects of these sweeteners, whether they increase weight or insulin resistance, but they also have to deal with the immediate consequences of taking a sugar load that, if it's not matched to, for example, a drug or insulin, that could cause their blood sugars to go up, and that has long-term consequences.
So if you are non-diabetic, is there any reason to be concerned about this?
It's an area that we clearly need more investigation and study on. And I would suspect that it's a very, very hot area in terms of medicine, because it's not only with diabetes and obesity, but there's a lot of interest in looking at gut bacteria, that microbiome, as it's called, And how it might affect disease and how we might be able to develop therapies to actually treat disease.
Any guidelines for using artificial sweeteners?
I think you need to use some common sense. I mean, we're in Dallas. I just moved here. It's dry. It's dry compared to Miami. But here I need to hydrate. Now, I can choose to hydrate with water, which is probably absolutely the best way of hydrating,
yes.
Of course. But if I were to choose something that was tasty, I might go for a soda. And in that case, I would want to limit the amount of artificial sweetener that I get exposed to. So I may drink one or two Cokes, but not much more. The other thing that individuals with diabetes face is that they have these choices that have no sugar added, or diabetic cookies, or all of these advertisements that basically claim not to have any sugar added, which are kind of false advertisement, because it's not really the sugar that we're concerned about. It's the starch that gets changed to glucose in the system. And how do they get away with no sugar added is by adding artificial sweeteners. So what I would suggest is that food products that have artificial sweeteners in them, I don't necessarily think are all that beneficial. Even if you have diabetes and you're trying to control blood sugars, you need to be conscious of the amount of starch that you're eating, because that affects your blood sugar. And you need to try and eat food items that are dense in terms of nutrients, but low in terms of calories.
Dr. Meneghini, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam. It's been a pleasure.